Direct from Birmingham in the UK, it's blindbargains.com coverage of Site Village 2015. Brought to you by HeartGen Consultancy.
HeartGen Consultancy, how can we help?
If you need high-quality products such as Lisi for all JAWS users, online access technology courses, JAWS script writing, competitive pricing, and friendly sales and support, we're HeartGen Consultancy, and we can help. Visit us today, www.heartgen.org.
Now, here's Dave Williams.
We're at Site Village 2015, and I've stopped by Blind Golf. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Hello, hello. Let's go around and just kind of introduce everybody. So let's start with you, Barry.
I'm Barry Ritchie, and I'm the current captain of England and Wales Blind Golf.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, sir.
I'm Steve Beavers. I'm currently vice captain of England and Wales Blind Golf.
Good to meet you, Steve. And the other gentleman?
Okay, I'm Ron Tomlinson. I'm the financial director of England and Wales Blind Golf.
So you're in charge of the money?
I'm in charge of the money.
How much is this all costing? Hey?
Enough.
Don't worry, I'm cheap. The clue's in the title, Blind Bargains.
Oh, I thought you were going to pay us.
Here we go. So guys, tell me about blind golf. Because I mean, I've played a bit of blind cricket. Blind golf, how does blind golf work? How is it different from regular golf, I guess, is the obvious question.
No, it's not.
Right.
It's exactly the same as golf that you see on television or, you know, on any golf course throughout the country throughout the year.
So there's no audible stuff inside the ball.
It's a normal golf ball, normal golf clubs. Yes.
And we play on a normal golf course.
Excellent.
The main difference is we use a sighted guide and we consider ourselves as a partnership. So we're a two-man or two-woman team of golfers, one hitting the ball and one being the sighted guide, pointing us in the right direction and describing ball flight and terrain for us.
So how, because I'm just trying to imagine this. So I'm standing on the green with my golf club. I've never held a golf club in my life. You have to bear with me. And there's a ball on the floor somewhere in front of me. So then, is it then my sighted guide then who would sort of put me in the right position and line up my shot, that kind of thing?
First of all, the sighted guide would take the player to the ball.
Yes.
And then guide them to the hole, where we generally count the number of paces.
Right.
And take a bit of a feeling of any slopes on the surface.
So you get a feel for the layout. Yeah.
Yeah, and then come back to the ball. Then the sighted guide would position the club in the right aiming position, get the stance correct, give some verbal description to the player. The player then will put the ball and the guide will let them know where it's gone and give them very precise descriptions of if it's short or long, left or right, and by how much, or even if it's gone in, which it does sometimes.
Well, that's reassuring. So there's a lot of trust going on there, because obviously if I'm going to swing my club, I want to be confident that I'm going to hit the ball.
That's down to practice.
Right.
I'm afraid they can't get out of the fact you will have to practice either driving range or lots of times on the golf course.
Is it fun? You must have been enjoying
it. Absolutely.
Yeah. What's the appeal? Because there's that pithy quote, isn't there, about, you know, golf spoils a good walk or whatever.
Yeah.
You
what would you say, Barry? The challenge, isn't it?
I'd say the idiot who said it spoils a good walk should have known better.
So what's the pleasure? What do you get out of it?
You're challenging yourself. You want to improve. From my point of view, you want to improve. You want to lower your scores. You want to see some reward for your efforts. And also, you know, the enjoyment of playing with different people, different golf courses, and a reward for your work.
Yeah. And we are very competitive. We do run 7 major tournaments, so we are competing against each other all through the year.
Those events that we play through the year, we have an order of merit from which we select a team to play in an annual match in a format similar to the Ryder Cup, in which we play blind golfers from Scotland. So we will be playing against Scotland in Scotland this year, and the following year we'll play the match in England. So we play on a variety of golf courses throughout England and Wales.
We've played at Wentworth. We played at Royal Lytham St Anne. So we do play the big clubs as well.
Excellent.
Stoke Park, yes.
And like at the sort of the top of the game, you know, is there an international blind golf scene?
There is, and there's events around. There's a world championship this year in Japan. There are Austria? Events in Australia, Austria, Italy, America.
Canada's
coming up soon.
And so do Europe play the US?
We did have an official event against the Americans, but now...
It wasn't Europe.
No, it wasn't. That's what I mean. I was about to say that now it's the rest of the world against America. England
well,
and Wales.
Just generally or in golf?
In golf. Yeah, exactly. You know, we've played the USA. England per se have played the USA a couple of times.
England and Wales Blind Golf will be hosting the British Blind Open next year, and we hope to get players from obviously England and Wales, but also from Scotland and Ireland, and we usually attract a few players from maybe Australia and Canada and the States as well.
Yeah. So are there quite a lot of people involved then? Is it popular? Is it growing? What kind of health?
Well, we hope it's growing, but it always seems fairly healthy for the sort of restricted membership that we can expect.
And that's why we're here today.
So you're coming to Site Village to spread the word about blind golf?
Yes, get new members.
Okay. And so how do we get started? So let's go right down to the sort of the very grassroots. For somebody like me, how do I sort of dip my toe in the water or whatever the golfing equivalent is?
Do I need to
buy some trousers?
Yeah, after you've decided to join... First thing we do...
Why should I join? I mean, this is the thing. If you want to get people interested, I want to have a go before I join anything.
We've got a golf net behind us. So what we're doing at this particular exhibition is we're encouraging people to go up and have a go.
Right.
Okay.
Should we do that?
You certainly can.
Hi, Steph. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
This is quite exciting. Hey, I'm looking forward to this. So I've been led away into a corner, which is probably the best place for me. This is a golf club, so I've got to hold the handle. That's the end I'm going to hit the ball with. So the end at the top is got a grip on there, a bit like a cane.
Yep.
And so I run my hand down. Is that a shaft, I guess?
Yep.
What do you call that? Right the way down to the club head. Okay. And that's sort of a shaped piece of metal.
Yep.
Okay. And why do people have a set? Why do people have multiple golf clubs?
Because each golf club has got a slightly different loft on it, which would send the ball further.
So loft meaning the angle of the head.
Yeah. So this one is it's a 61 degree loft.
Okay.
So that means it's going to hit it higher.
Yes.
But shorter.
Right. Okay.
Correct.
If you have like Ron's driver is a 12 degree loft.
Yes.
So it will go lower.
Yes.
But longer.
Okay. So this is nothing to do with the temperature of your attic.
No.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So.
First of all, we're going to get you to hold the club.
So, yeah, if you show me how to hold it properly.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So.
This hand, there.
Okay,
like
so my right hand is out flat with my thumb on top of the grip, and I'm leaning forward slightly.
And then you link that finger into there. So you've got a nice firm grip.
Oh, right, so you overlap your little fingers.
Yes.
Oh, right, okay.
Because you then can't wobble it. It won't wobble.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Then you need to turn around to me in fraction.
Okay.
Stand your feet shoulder width apart.
Yes, okay.
Arms straight.
My arms straight, yes.
And then...
You're a natural.
Right.
Bend your knees just a fraction. That's it. Not too much, just too much. That's it. Just like you're relaxing them.
Okay. Okay. And I'm probably going to miss.
Yeah, I haven't got a ball there yet.
All right.
Right.
Is that too high?
Remember to keep your arms straight.
Keep my arms straight,
and it's your arms, not your wrists.
Okay.
Back.
Yeah.
And through. Back.
Yeah.
And through.
Okay. So we're bringing the club up to sort of almost like a 3 o'clock position on my right.
Yeah.
And then down into the stroke, I guess you call it a stroke.
And all the way through.
And all the way through. And am I, because it's difficult for me to judge how far away from the floor I am.
And
the same throw.
Yeah. Okay.
And throw.
Okay.
Right, now we're going to try it with a ball.
You're going to try it with a ball. Oh.
We'll all stand out the way.
The nerves.
It's easier without a ball.
Yes, I can believe it.
Right.
I can believe it. So we've got a ball in play. Am I going to hit, if I go there, am I going to hit the ball?
Yeah,
yes, that's fine.
Back.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to go back.
Yeah, and throw.
Okay. No, I missed.
Right, okay.
What happens if you miss? Does everyone laugh? Okay.
That's better.
Okay. Go back and nope.
Yes,
contact was made.
Oh, I got it. Did it move anywhere?
It did.
Excellent.
Try again.
Try again. Okay. There's not a lot of sound for the recording for the ball, is there? I guess you've got a spongy thing to my left.
It is. It's, yeah. It's an indoor golf ball.
Okay.
Good shot.
Okay. There we go. Should we quit while we're ahead?
Yes, okay.
Well, that was fantastic. Thank you very much.
Now, you can imagine the sound if you've got a real ball there.
Yes.
Now, obviously, we can't use real balls here.
And the speed of the club is always the thing you hear when you listen to golf coverage.
Yes,
you
is.
Can hear
yeah,
the you know, as the club moves through the air.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And you were asking about what we get out of it. The feeling of hitting a good shot is fantastic.
Yeah.
And so even if we have a poor round altogether, there's always good shots within the round that you can remember. Yeah.
From a guide's point of view, it's the fact that the golfer's actually done the hole in least amounts of shots and you haven't made any mistakes for them.
Do you know what? You will hit a shot every now and again whilst you're learning. Maybe you'll say 60 yards from the green, you'll pitch it up and it'll land a foot from the pin, and you'll say, even a professional couldn't have done better than that.
Well, that was fantastic. I really enjoyed that, and it's good to have new experiences. So if I was then looking to take that a little bit further and maybe, you know, have another try, what would you suggest?
I'd suggest that you find a partner to play with, so someone who's got some experience in golf and can take you onto a practice ground or a driving range and practice hitting shots, with the aim of then joining England and Wales Blind Golf to come and play in some tournaments. But you need to have developed a swing by practicing off the golf course first.
You've got to be sure
range.
You want to do it, because once you join us, and the joining fees are not much, we will then fork out for 6 lessons, say roughly £20 a lesson. We will advance £120 for that person to have lessons.
Oh,
so much more than their initial sort of membership fee.
So we were trying to advise and arrange lessons for you in your home area.
Yeah. Okay. If I wanted to sort of start off and try a little bit, you know, with my uncle or somebody like that, maybe who's sighted, are golf clubs generally welcoming of
Starting a driving range.
Right.
Honestly,
go to a driving range.
Yes, and you're private, you're on your own.
Yeah.
If you miss the ball a couple of times, it doesn't matter because you can keep trying.
Yeah.
Do it in a driving range. You're on your own with whoever your partner is, whoever's guiding you.
Yes.
And then you can, once you're happy that you're striking the ball, then you can go out onto either a practice ground or a golf course.
And there's always a golf pro on hand at a driving range who will give lessons.
You can practice on a putting green. You can practice in a chipping area. You can do all the practice in a practice environment. And then a smaller step, rather than going straight into playing, is to play with a partner, and you can share the golf ball so that you can play with an experienced golfer, can hit one shot and you can hit the next shot, and he or she can help you with describing how your ball's gone and where it's gone, and then play alternate shots like that, and it's an easier way to get around a course for a beginner.
Guys, thank you so much. You've been so generous with your time this afternoon, and it's been fascinating for me to discover a whole new world. So how do people find out more?
The website blindgolf.co.uk is full of information, but it's also got contact details for our membership secretary. There's email addresses and phone numbers, and you can get in touch with one of us and have a chat about it.
That's smashing. Thanks very much, fellas, from the Blind Golf at Sight Village.
Thanks a lot.
Bye for now.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys, online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2015.